He asked Ross when he got his scratch from the can. He said, asked him yesterday or the day before, and he said, before Mark, he got his scratch.
Which was yesterday.
Which was yesterday, yeah.
But I don't know when. This is like an old scratch.
No, I said Mark, he got a owie from Tito's technique. I got an owie from Tito's, and Mark got an owie from Tito's.
You did? Why does that cat do that?
Because her do.
Because her do? Why does she do it, Ross?
Because her do.
Is she mean? Is she mean? I don't like that cat. Why does she do it?
Because her do.
Let's give her a spanking.
No,
let's not. Let's try to talk to her, okay?
Why?
I'll try to talk to her. Yesterday, Ross, by the way, said owies hurt. I don't like owies.
You must have learned that in preschool. We don't use...
Learned that in preschool because we don't use owies. We don't talk about owies. This is excellent, Ross. So what else do you want to eat?
You want some
cocoa
fan juice?
No.
Can I have some chicken off that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll
serve you.
Can I have some
more
chicken?
More chicken?
Yeah. Ross gets a nice piece here, Mom.
Uh-huh.
Mommy gets that nice piece and this big piece back here.
Thank you.
Very good chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're welcome, Mother. Mary said it was Coco Van, and Ross said, no, the bird says cuckoo. It doesn't say Coco. What's this baby bird doing? Then the mommy bird would fly away, and then this daddy bird, and then this baby bird. What else, Ross?
I said the daddy bird fly away, and the baby bird fly away, and the mommy bird fly away.
The daddy bird fly away, the mommy.
Uh-huh. And the baby bird fly away.
Where we did the bear's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The bear's Christmas?
Yeah.
You mean the Berenstein bears?
What's the bear's Christmas?
Right now?
I have sticky on.
Mm-hmm.
I have some sticky on.
Yeah, you want a good piece?
Yeah.
Here you go.
That's a bad piece.
Wait a second. I'll take the bad part off. There, it's all good.
But I don't want
you want
that.
The pork? You want the pork?
I don't want that. I just want the other chicken. I just want that little piece.
This little piece right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sit down. And you've got a good piece on your plate, a real good piece. In fact, one of the best pieces is the one on your plate. And maybe one of the best pieces on the whole chicken. Mary said, Marky is all pink-cheeked. And Ross said, Marky is awake now.
His sentence made more sense than mine.
Ross said, you hurt my peepish. It was, by the way, I didn't mean to. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know. And Ross said, you didn't know what you're doing. Is that right? What's happening now? Are you going to eat any more cake?
Yeah.
No, you're finished?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll clean up your mouth and your hands?
No.
Sticky? A little sticky?
Nope.
Yeah, it's a little sticky in your mouth.
Nope.
Yeah, your mouth is dirty. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I can see it.
Unless
it's not too bad, but we'll see it, okay?
No!
Oh, Mom, that's so nice of you. Okay, you're finished, right, Ross?
Yeah!
Very good cake, Mom. Excellent frosting.
Excellent.
Super. Excellent frosting. Super moist. Mm.
Uppy? Come here, Ross.
Mommy will give you Uppy.
Here.
Mommy will give you a nice Uppy. You gotta watch out for her. She's mean, Ross.
You gotta watch out for Ross. He's really coming in. You can rinse the pan with a teeny bit of water and put that water in the pan with it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Not too much water, though. You just throw that little drip of water, you know. It gets the juices out. Yeah. Come on, they'll uppy you. He doesn't want to do uppy. He just wants to hit me.
He just wants to play.
Play. Playboy. And he was scandalous, you know, he broke hearts.
Yeah, I know, he got a lot of trouble, didn't he?
He broke hearts right and left.
Yeah.
That was a funny part because he turned out to be such a straight gay fellow.
Oh, did you get
that? Yeah.
This looks really beetle, huh?
What's that? The Pachysandra?
It's a little maple.
What?
It's a little maple.
Oh.
And then, wait a minute, Brian.
Ross said, I don't have a sharp tongue, right? And Mary said, you don't have a what? What did you say, Mary?
I said, I didn't have a what.
Yeah. And then he said, I don't have a sharp tongue again. He said, then Mary said, who has a sharp tongue? Who has a sharp tongue, Ross?
And the big piggy has a sharp tongue.
She does? How come?
Because she does.
What does she do? What does she do with her sharp tongue?
Her put in her mouth.
What?
Her put in her mouth.
Her put her sharp tongue in the mouth?
Her mouth. Her put
and what does she
mouth.
Do with it? What does she do with it, Ross?
Her play with it.
She plays with her sharp tongue?
Yeah.
Is it nice? Do you like her sharp tongue?
Yeah.
You do? Do you want a sharp tongue too?
No.
Does Granny have a sharp tongue?
Uh-uh.
How about your mom?
No.
How about Mark?
No.
Okay. Now, when a person has a sharp tongue, does that mean they say bad words?
No.
What does it mean?
Spanish.
It means they speak Spanish? Okay. Ross, do you know what the word... What the word eat means?
Dada.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
Eat cake.
Eat cake? Uh-huh. What does the word stomach mean, Ross?
Then you'll get stomach cake.
You get stomach, right? Okay. What does the word preschool mean?
When you go to preschool.
When you go to preschool? Okay. What does the word mother mean?
Be happy.
When you be happy. What does the word television mean, Russ?
From TV.
From TV? What does it mean? What does it mean? What if, when you say it, what do you mean?
You put Flintstones.
Flintstones on it? Uh-huh. And do you watch it? No. What does the word garbage can mean?
It means when you be bad.
When you be bad. Or when you have trash.
put it in, you put trash in the garbage can. You put garbage in the garbage can. What does the word happy mean, Russ?
I got chocolate on here.
Is that when you're happy? No, what is the word happy? Does it mean you're happy when you have chocolate on here? No, what does happy mean?
Means when you got mommy.
Oh, you got your mommy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You didn't happy.
Huh. What does sad mean, Russ? You know the word sad?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means when you cry.
When you cry. What about sick? Do you know what that word means?
What?
What does the word sick mean?
I don't know.
Sure you do. Sick?
I don't know.
What happens when you're sick?
I don't know.
You go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. What about when you're hungry? What does that mean?
You eat raisins.
You eat raisins. Very good. Okay, now, what does the word play mean? You know the word play?
You play with your Lego blocks.
You play with your Lego blocks, right? Okay, how about the word Ross? What does that mean?
It means from Ross Alexander.
Ross Alexander. Excellent. Oh, I got one more word. One last word. What does the word excellent mean?
It means when you jump.
What? When you jump?
Yeah.
Right. Ross, I got chocolate up on here. Ask me if you want to take it off. Okay, you don't need any more cake, right? You're going to have to wash your hands though, right? I think Ross, Mark could have a little more food. You might as well just go ahead and eat it. Okay.
Over his little Lego cash register and said, "Hey, this makes a noise. Do you want to hear it?" And then he said, "This is my store, and it makes a sound." A little later.
What is that, Ross?
And I told him it was a cash register.
It's a cash register, isn't it?
It's a store.
It's a cash register, Ross. Do you know?
A store.
Part of a store. Yeah, part of a store, but not the whole store.
Said, "Will you jump me?" He wanted me to make him jump on the bed. And then I said, "You want me to make you jump?" And he said, "Yeah, will you make me jump?" I said to Ross, "What happened?" He said, "I hurt my finger at the pillow." He meant, "I hurt my finger on the pillow." Hit himself up in the curtains and said, "Where is I?" And then said, "Here am I."
I said, "Where am I?"
Uh-huh.
Here I am.
I have to get my shoes on. Then he said, "I have to get on." And he paused. "My shoes and socks on." Ross said, "Will you button this off instead of will you unbutton this?"
Ross said, "I'm going to put my cowboy boots in my room so I can play with you guys." And then he put him in his room and he said, "There, I can play with you guys now, okay?" And then a little earlier...
We want to go to the museum.
Yeah, he said, "We want to go to the museum. We're going to get the bus and go to the museum." A little earlier, he said, "I was going to take them off all by myself." He wanted to take his cowboy boots off by himself, and I had taken them off. He said, "I was going to take them all off by myself." And then he said, "I was going to tell you that I was about to take them all off by myself, right?" How he said, "Tell the ticker." What did you say?
I said, "I will take my cowboy boots off all by myself." Then I said, "I'm going to put my cowboy boots in my room so I can play with you guys."
Okay. But anyway, this was the first case of the of a retrospective progressive that I have noticed in Ross. That, you know, in the past I was going...
We want to go to the museum.
We do?
Yeah.
Well, what are we
going to
do there?
How about the people?
Yeah. What about little baby Mark? Can they play at the museum too?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
And I know him.
Are there any? What? Go sing it.
The museum goes. The museum goes. Yeah.
said the words, and that's it. That's the end of the song?
Yeah.
That's a nice song. And what is in the museum, Ross?
The tigers in the museum.
See the painting there? The big painting?
Yeah.
They have those in the museum, the art museum.
On your picture?
Pictures, yes. Paintings. I like that one up there, see?
Yeah.
They have those in the museum.
And where you get those pictures?
From the museum.
Why?
Uh-huh. Because they're very pretty.
Why come with you at the museum, guys?
You didn't come with us?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yeah, what did you see?
I saw those pictures at the museum.
Were they pretty?
Yeah.
What was in the pictures?
Some cowboys in there and some boats in there and girls in there.
Some boats in there and girls. That's a picture of the girl on the boat, right? He was pointing to. Okay, now, wait, Marty might do that, and he's going to get really hurt.
Oh.
Tell him that.
Not to do it.
Tell him, please don't do it.
Please don't do it.
Okay, tell him he shouldn't do it.
You shouldn't do it.
Tell him it's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea.
Tell him that he shouldn't do it.
You shouldn't do it.
Tell him not to do it.
Not to do it.
No, you say, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Very good. Don't you dare do it, Mark.
Don't you dare do it. Bandit.
Bandit? Marty.